Welcome to Grailheart. Today's story is The Atlas of the Human Heart. The cartographer was famous for her maps, not the ordinary kind. She cared nothing for mountains or rivers or the tedious borders of today's kings. Her passion was the hidden geography of human feeling. For decades, she had charted the terrain of joy and sorrow, of longing and hope, until her magnum opus was complete, The Atlas of the Human Heart. It was exquisite. Every emotion had its precise latitude and longitude. Grief was a gray valley carved between the solemn hills. Contentment lay on warm plains near the Sea of Comfort. Love was a wide river, slow and predictable, flowing north towards serenity. No surprises, nothing wild, nothing uncharted. Everyone adored the Atlas. Teachers built lessons around it. Counselors measured feelings with rulers and compasses. At last, they proclaimed, "We understand the heart." One day, a woman came to the cartographer. Her father had recently died. Her grief was deep and raw, and she found herself wandering the valley of sorrow just as the Atlas predicted. Everything was as it should be, until she met someone who made her laugh. Someone who brought warmth she didn't think possible. Someone who caused something wild to blossom in her chest. The Atlas offered no route from grief to love. The two lay on opposite sides of the chart. The cartographer explained, kindly, that the woman must be mistaken. "One cannot stand in the river and on the mountaintop at the same time." "But I do anyway," the woman whispered. The cartographer frowned. "Impossible! You are confusing sadness with attachment, or affection with longing. Tell me precisely what you feel." The woman tried, but her words were messy and mingled and beautiful. The cartographer cataloged each one, tracing lines on the atlas to show why her descriptions could not be true. At last, the woman bowed her head and said very softly, "Perhaps something is wrong with me." As she turned to leave, she wept. Her tears were not polite tears. They were fierce, volcanic, unstoppable. They flowed onto the table where the atlas lay open. Drops splashed the ink. At once the map changed. The black lines shimmered. Colors bled into one another. The tidy borders between emotions dissolved like salt in water. The river of love curved toward the valley. The valley opened into a canyon of marvel. New coastlines appeared, strange and beautiful, where sorrow and tenderness braided together like strands of gossamer hair. The cartographer stared in shock. Her system, her perfect system, was dissolving. She tried blotting the ink. She tried redrawing the lines. But the more she fought, the more the atlas bloomed with impossible landscapes, mountains of nostalgia, bittersweet forests of wonder, thunderstorms of joy that rained tears of sorrow. She realized the atlas was not breaking, it was awakening. The next morning, she called the woman back. "I have a confession," the cartographer said. "My map was too small." The woman looked uncertain. "For grief?" "And for love," the cartographer replied. And after a long pause, "for everything." The cartographer spent the next year revising the atlas, but not by adding more lines or stricter boundaries. She left blank regions, vast and wordless, where she only wrote, "Cor incognitum, the unknown heart." She had discovered that every human heart was shaped slightly differently, with its own ravines and rivers, its own miracles and contradictions. Her atlas, once a monument to control, became a testament to mystery. People still came to consult it, but now they left with wonder instead of certainty. They learned to expect the unpredictable. They learned that love could coexist with sorrow, that laughter could rise from grief, and that being human meant dwelling in places no map could fully capture. And sometimes, if one looked closely, one could see places where tiny drops of ink had blossomed into constellations, stars charting a sky where once there had only been blank paper. For in the end, the cartographer understood, each human heart is not a fixed country to be measured, but a dynamic universe to be discovered, vast, wild, mysterious, forever redrawing itself.